I don't know about you, but a discussion that I still have with people 22 years into priesthood, whether they're Catholic or not, is, I think, a very valid question. Father, why is the cross so important to Christians? Now, there might be a superficial, of course it's important to us. Without the crucifixion, we don't get the resurrection. And it might be poorly stated to say that that's a superficial reality. It's the centerpiece of our salvation. But I think that to just, as we are prone to do, as sometimes we are with faith, to just say, well, good enough, we move on. I do think that this is worth exploration, because especially some of my non-Catholic friends will say, okay, Father, the cross matters, but why not just the cross? Why the crucifix? Why have the awkward and ugly reality of Jesus' death? Aren't we a resurrection people? And I actually think there is a theological point to what's being stated there. But I think what's also important too, we need both cross and corpus, one to remind us of the extent of love Christ had for us, but also, as I've shared with you in the past, as a reminder, we do not believe as Christians in a God who is an abstraction, who has a set of philosophical principles. We do not believe in God that's some distant it. We believe that God took on flesh and blood, our flesh and blood. He faced in his human nature the same weaknesses and frailties that we all do. Obviously, as the second person of the Trinity of God, he had a little inside track on how to handle them, But by the same token, though, too, he lived our life. He died our death. Sometimes when I meet people who are approaching the autumn of their life and transitioning to allow the veil from life to eternity to be lifted, I oftentimes feel that I am not just with somebody who's suffering, but I'm with somebody who's living out the example of literal flesh and blood icon before me to reverence the suffering Christ. How does the illogicalness and the pain of suffering make sense? And to be quite frank, it doesn't, if you divorce the suffering Christ from his life, death, and resurrection. And also then, by extension, it creates a healthy spirituality for us that I would summarize as this. I cannot claim too many, original thoughts or things about after 22 years of priesthood, which is a good thing because all has been revealed in Christ, and so therefore I shouldn't be coming up with new stuff. But if I try to give a basic understanding of what the spiritual life kind of boils down to, each one of us, myself included, receive two things throughout our lives: God's grace and giftedness, and God also allows crosses in our lives. And spiritually, how we are often defined is, are we willing to give thanks to God in gratitude for the gifts that God blesses us with? And are we willing to imitate Jesus' words of take up your cross and follow me? And when we embrace both, grace and cross, we avoid two of the most dangerous sins that can happen in the spiritual life. On the one end is pride and presumption, and on the other one is despair. Because if we only embrace that, man, God has blessed me, and I don't care about the cross, and, you know, kind of when we get into that, well, you know, why do I need to go to confession? I mean, did I really do things that bad? We can fall into pride and presumption. Just, you know, God will take care of me, which is true. I'm not trying to say it isn't. But it can set us up for when those crosses come to be rattled to our core. Not being able to handle the crosses if we choose to just reject them and treat them as I often do my own teeth, that oftentimes brings me back to the dentist of, oh, if I just ignore that pain, it'll go away. And a couple thousand dollars later in a crown, I've come to realize I should have paid more attention to the pain. Now, if we only accept the cross, but refuse God's graces, we run the risk of despair, thinking that life is nothing but a drudgery, a pain, a difficulty, a series of one disaster after another. Now, again, is there a truth in the cross that all of us will face difficulty and suffering? As much as we would like to try to think so, none of us, myself included, can escape death. It's just a reality. And we will face crosses. But if we don't embrace the grace of Christ, our life can become quite dark. Sometimes people poke a little fun at me, and I get a kick out of it sometimes. Or, Father, don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes how happy and playful you can be is kind of annoying. Thank you. I appreciate that. I consider that a compliment. And I usually say, you know what? Maybe it is, but I know this. I learned quickly in priesthood, if you don't find a way to laugh, even in very difficult times, this stuff can get heavy pretty fast. And it can take you to places you don't want to go. Inside. You need both the graces and the cross. I need both to embrace the graces and the cross. So this week, in typical Father James fashion, I ask you to do something simple. And I know by now, for those of you who would go here every week, oh boy, here comes something that's not simple. I want you to pray this week and ask and even write it out on a piece of paper. What are the graces, the gifts that God has given you in your life? What are the gifts that you need to embrace and just say, Lord, thank you for? And it doesn't have to be, you know, huge things. If it is huge things, great. It can be simple things. How many times for me, and this is one of the reasons why I love doing mission trips to Peru, and when you really see what real authentic poverty looks like, in some of the shanty towns. When I get home, I'm like, Lord, thank you for allowing me in a position where, because of the generosity of this parish, I have a roof over my head. I have a comfortable bed to sleep in. I have a parish that loves me and who allow me to love them. It can be the simple things, in addition to also the big things. But then also then, too, take some time and write down on a piece of paper, what are the crosses being set before you that you know Christ is asking you to embrace? And they can be small and difficult. For me this past week, the small cross was, oh, shoot. You know? How can I embrace the fact that I hate being sick? Sometimes you got to embrace that. And I find that the better we are at embracing the small crosses, when the bigger crosses come, we have a better template for us to embrace them. So pray with that this week. Don't fall into the presumption that all is grace and all is cross. But instead, embrace the reality that all is grace cross. The two of them go together. Embrace them both. Allow Christ to build you up through that embrace. And whether it be through grace or cross, let us walk with each other and give gratitude to God for the gift that each one of us are to each other and to God. And when those crosses come, may we also walk with each other in that same filial love as we strive to embrace our cross in imitation of Christ and to embrace it in a way as a community of faith.